From NPR West, I'm Shay Stevens. What may be a multi-prong attack by the Taliban appears to be underway in Kabul, Afghanistan. Within the past few hours, gunmen killed at least 7 people at a UN guest house, and NPR is hearing unconfirmed reports of a second attack at a hotel in the city. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson reports from Kabul.
The attack occurred at a UN-approved guest house in the center of Kabul. We're hearing 3 UN workers were killed, as well as the 3 suicide bombers who attacked. These were Taliban attackers, according to the group. And there was also one Afghan intelligence agent who was killed. The Afghan intelligence agency, called the National Directorate of Security, is in fact in charge of security there. Meanwhile, there's another attack that's being reported now at the Serena Hotel in another part of town.
NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson in Kabul, Afghanistan. 2 Chicago men have been charged with plotting a terrorist attack in Denmark. Chicago Public Radio's Robert Wildeboer has that report.
Prosecutors say the 2 men wanted to attack a Danish newspaper, Jyllands-Posten. In 2005, the paper printed a cartoon depicting the Prophet Muhammad, which offended many Muslims. David Headley allegedly traveled to Denmark and shot videos of the newspaper's building. He then went to Pakistan and met with members of a group that the U.S. government considers a terrorist organization. Headley was arrested October 3rd at O'Hare Airport on his way back to Denmark. He talked to FBI agents and admitted ties to terrorist groups, but said he wanted to scale back the Denmark attack and just kill the cultural editor and the cartoonist and not attack the building. The second man is charged with helping to arrange Headley's travel plans to Denmark through Expedia.com. For NPR News, I'm Robert Wildeboer in Chicago.
Colorado's Governor Bill Ritter has announced 4 additional furlough days for state workers, bringing to 8 the number now required before the end of the current fiscal year. From Rocky Mountain Community Radio, Mentor Berkland has more from Denver.
Roughly 15,000 state workers will be furloughed on each of the 4 days, essentially creating mass one-day closings of state government. The mandatory furloughs will not impact emergency workers. State employees have already taken 2 of 4 furlough days scheduled by the end of this year. The governor's office says the furloughs will save Colorado about $17 million. The state's been forced to cut nearly $2 billion from its budget because of declining income and sales tax revenues. Governor Bill Ritter will announce additional budget cuts on Wednesday. For NPR News, I'm Benta Berkland in Denver.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials gained 14 points to close at 98.82, the NASDAQ lost 25 points, and the S&P was down 3. This is NPR News. The UN's top investigator of the illegal executions around the world has delivered a report to the Security Council. Over the past year, he's investigated cases on 4 continents, including Africa. NPR's Glenn Tompkins reports from Nairobi.
The UN Special Rapporteur, Philip Alston, told the Security Council that all of the elements that make illegal executions possible are in full flower in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Members of the Congolese army, he said, are ill-trained, undisciplined, and move anonymously among the civilians. The army soldiers then prey on the population, looting, raping, and killing at will. Alston said the Congolese government is unwilling to prosecute army commanders who are responsible for the behavior of their troops. And the UN mission in Congo, he said, only strengthens the culture of impunity there because it works with the army on a number of fronts. But Alston noted that Congo at least allowed him into the country. Other nations did not, including several member states of the UN's Human Rights Council, among them China, India, Mexico, Egypt, and South Africa. Gwen Tompkins, NPR News, Nairobi.
Lethal injection has been chosen as the method of execution for John Allen Muhammad, the mastermind of the Washington, D.C. area sniper attack 7 years ago. Muhammad declined to choose between that method or electrocution, so lethal injection is the default in Virginia, where he is condemned. Muhammad was convicted in the October 2002 murder of Dean Harold Myers at a Manassas, Virginia gas station. 10 people in all were killed in the attacks. Muhammad's co-defendant, Lee Boyd Malvo, is now serving life in prison. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News.